Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, just before we get into the podcast, Barney and I just want to say that we're doing a series of events at Mortimer House in Fitzrovia, which is just off Oxford Street in London. The next event we're holding is on the 28th of September, 2022, and it's going to be a trivia night.
Yes, that's right. A movie trivia night where we ask questions based on all the films that we have reviewed so far. We held our first a couple months ago and it was maybe the most fun I've ever had ever. There were cocktails, there were decorations, there are framed pictures of Lizzie McGuire everywhere. It was just such a fun night. We had 90s and noughties music playing. So if you're free on the 28th of September and fancy coming down, head to our Instagram at heynowheynow and find the link that has all the details. We can't wait to see you!
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Hairspray.
All in your eyes. Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Arns.
How am I supposed to negotiate pleats?
That's such a good impersonation.
And the funny thing is, I'm not actually wearing a fat suit. This is all me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Emily recently got me into using hairspray.
I did.
It's the yellow, is it Schwarzkopf?
Got to be. It's got to be the best one to buy in Boots. Tracy would say, wow, that is so groovy.
Ew.
Everything's groovy with Tracy. Tell you what's not groovy. Those rats on the street. Get them away from your feet. Let me tell you something. If that was me in that scenario, I would not be dancing with the rats.
No.
I would be running. My dear life.
It's wild. She definitely makes some choices in this film.
Ugh.
But we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
This cast, unbelievable.
Amazing.
Should we run through real quick?
Yes, definitely.
So we have John Travolta playing Edna. He plays it so well.
I am a fan of Grease and I love Danny Zuko.
Mm.
So seeing him as Edna is a bit like,
yeah, what happened?
Too many donuts. But actually, Steve Martin, Robin Williams as well, and Tom Hanks were considered for this role.
Wow.
But it went to John Travolta.
Yeah. I mean, he's just so good in it. It took him 4 hours to put on the 30-pound fat suit and the 5 gel-filled face things to become Edna. We've also got Zac Efron. Ugh, dreamy. This was his next role after High School Musical.
Yes.
So he made a very good choice.
We all love that bit when it's like, and I'm Link.
Literally, Penny and Tracy are you and me.
Yeah, I'd link him, if you know what I mean.
We've also got Amanda Bynes, Brittany Snow, Queen Latifah.
Real queen.
An actual queen, yeah. Mm. James Marsden, Michelle Pfeiffer, Christopher Walken, Allison Janney, Nikki Blonsky played Tracy. This was her first ever role.
Yes.
Ever. And she auditioned in like the open call. And out of thousands of girls around the US, she was the one that was picked.
Brittany Snow is in this. And we've also got Elijah Kelly.
You know, you and Elijah have something in common.
What? Both love seaweed? What?
You both played the Scarecrow in The Wiz.
Oh my goodness. Well, blast from the past. Guys, yeah, it's not on stage. This is just like performing art school.
And you played it really well.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It was a really good musical.
It was. I love The Wiz. So good. So Elijah played the Scarecrow in The Wiz Live, which is like the NBC Thanksgiving live show.
I know I fancied Elijah for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have history. We also have Taylor Parks, who played Lil Anez.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. Taylor Parks is now quite an accomplished songwriter. She has written songs for Little Mix.
Wow.
I know, so she's doing really well. We also have a really fun cameo. Ricky Lake plays the female talent agent that turns up at the pageant.
Okay.
And fun fact, Ricky Lake played the original Tracy in the 1987 movie. So it's like a nice full circle moment for Ricky.
Very cute. We love Very that. Cute. A really funny fact with this film as well. Penny is one of my favourite characters in this.
Yes.
And apparently Amanda Bynes' dad is a dentist.
Right.
This is what IMDb is saying, so don't quote me on this. But he was actually quite worried for Amanda in this because obviously she has to have a lollipop in her mouth in her scenes. She had like 40 lollipops a day and he was just like, I don't think this is good for you.
Oh my god. And then she finishes the film, she doesn't have any teeth left.
No.
Yeah.
It looks like a really nice lollipop though.
Yeah.
Although it's no Coca-Cola Chubba Chub.
And
one other thing to do with like the props, the producers actually made the guy spray deodorant instead of hairspray.
Oh, it wasn't actually hairspray they were holding.
Because you can't really, if you think about it, when you spray hairspray, you can't really see it that much, like come up. When you have deodorant,
it's like a cloud.
Really visible cloud.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so the set was smelling great the whole time.
It was just like Dove Pomegranate or something. Yeah,
I was going to say Lynx Africa.
Oh.
Different wavelengths.
Two nice choices, I'll be honest. Two nice choices.
So first up is Best Supporting Character. And I think before we get into the weeds, we need to give a shout out to the nicest kids in town.
Oh yes, we've got Amber.
Brad.
Tammy.
Bender.
Brenda.
Sketch.
Shelly.
IQ.
Luann.
Joey.
Mikey.
Mickey.
Becky.
Vix.
Jesse.
Darla.
Holly.
Noreen.
Doreen.
Link.
And I'm Tracy!
Guys, that's as good as you're going to get. We can't try that again.
What an iconic moment.
She's going to be a regular. My Tracy, a regular. At last. Oh.
Is there a dove in here? Shall we go on to the flasher in the street?
Oh my God.
The flasher on the street.
Fun fact, that was played by John Waters, who is the original director of the Hairspray movie.
Ah.
So that was nice, a little cameo.
They were just like, look, it's your one time to show your knob to everyone. The rats loved it.
The rats loved it.
Imagine. The flesh around the street.
Knob cheese.
Season 5, off to a great start. Anyway.
Oishki.
Yeah.
I love Mr. Pinky, who originally played Wilbur in the original Hairspray movie. Honestly, they're just like, hire some new people. They're just going through like, okay, who's still alive? Okay, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, perfect. We'll give him a new role. I actually love that whole Mr. Pinky sort of scene when Edna and Tracy find out she's going to be like a spokesgirl for Mr. Pinky's.
Yeah.
And she's like, tell me I get a free caftan.
Oh, tell me. No. It was the 60s.
It was the 60s.
But he's just very nice and, you know,
he's a good host. And also he's up for negotiation. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. He throws in a bustier.
Yeah.
54 double D, triple E. I hit the mother load. No, I mean, that just sounds, obviously, I like don't really understand bra numbers, but that just sounds absurd.
Triple E does not even exist.
Does it not?
No.
Oh.
No. Maybe in the year 3000, you know, the Busted song. Like
Triple, Rusted Bandits.
Looking round town. Totally naked. they could be triple E's. Maybe.
Perfect. You know, okay, great.
It is what it is. There we go. Sort. See, so smart.
Love it. If we're talking about the Mr. Pinky scene, which then spawns the song, Hey Mama, Welcome to the 60s, we should also give a shout out to the Dynamites, who provide gorgeous backing vocals to the entire song.
Honestly.
But they keep popping up on like a park bench and a billboard and a mural on a wall. It's like, what bits are real and what isn't?
They're just in everything. You just could not get enough of the Dynamites. So
no,
it true. Is what it is. We've also got Wilbur, the dad.
He is so sweet. Yeah.
Very nice man.
And is really looking out for Tracy and is so supportive and encouraging of her to kind of do whatever feels right for her. I love that.
You gotta think big to be big, babe.
Big ain't the problem in this house.
It sure ain't. Two other people I want to mention. There's the cameraman who films the Corny Collins show.
Yes.
And there's a brilliant scene where
she wants him to film Amber only. And he's like, I've got to film the other kids sometime.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And she's like, soon you'll be snapping bar mitzvahs. I don't know.
Was just like a look like,
I don't know. I love that bit. Poor guy. And then obviously as well, I love to hate her. It's Prudy Pingleton.
So. Oh, Alison Janney's character, who's in it for maybe 3 minutes of the entire film, but she steals every scene.
She steals every scene. Well, I've got a lot of quotes for her in Best Quotes, but I just love it so much. You see, if I let you leave the house right now, you'd be in prison fighting whores for cigarettes.
That's like a great time. But I think we have to award Best Supporting Character to the two pregnant women drinking martinis and smoking.
Definitely.
Wow, they're so glamorous. It kicked. Let's toast to that.
And they've got the martinis with the olives in and they're just like beehived and like smoking.
Yeah.
The 1960s was not long ago, guys.
Oh,
can
my
we
God.
Just, we can talk about this in Can We Discuss, actually, but.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Actually, having said that, because I think, do they even sell these now? But when we were little, I used to love getting those candy sticks.
Yeah.
And like pretending they were cigarettes. Oh. You could get that when you were young. Like literally confectionery that looked like
cigarettes. Yeah, I'm sure they don't sell that anymore. Or like have rebranded them. Oh, it looks like chalk.
Enjoy your chalk, kids.
Yeah, I mean, it tasted like chalk, to be honest.
Oh, true.
Was but it I just chalk? Like... Wait, hold on.
I don't know, we never read the packets back then.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to most iconic outfit. And wow, this film is not short of a pleat.
don't need negotiating.
Straight away, we've got Tracy's really iconic outfit. So she's wearing her white shirt with bow collar. Mm-hmm. You know, like in the beginning, she's like altering it in the mirror. She's got the blue and yellow check skirt.
Yep.
She's got a brown satchel rucksack, which is rectangle. It's not long. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of horizontal on her back.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
one of those rucksacks.
Yeah. Like, what are you putting in there?
Plasma TV. Like,
yeah.
I gotta watch the Corny Collins show wherever I go. And then she's got the blue ribbon headband on as well, which I just think is hairspray to me.
Completely. And on that, we should talk about her hair. Just give props where props are due. That beehive. Is it a bee? I don't know. What would you... It's not a beehive, really, but it's just like bouffant-y.
Yeah.
Just really like... I don't know how you achieve that.
I think at this point, it's just called the Tracy Turnblad.
Yeah. And I love that halfway through the film, when Edna gets her makeover, she gets a matching hairstyle, which is really sweet. Yes. And also, Tracy gets some blonde highlights put in her fringe.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Although...
A little bit skunky.
Literally, Anna from Freaky Friday called, wants her streaks back.
Oh, my God.
Chunky and not funky.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so then... We were talking about the Dynamites.
Yes.
In the song New Girl in Town on the Corny Collins show, gorgeous girls standing there doing their little dance in their orange dresses.
Stunning.
So good.
Yeah. They just sing that song so much better. And they should, because they wrote it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. I mean, we'll talk more about that in Best Musical Moment.
Yeah, 100%.
But they looked so good.
And then we've got the pink sequin dresses.
I love those. So that's the ones that they get at Mr. Pinky's shop, Edna and Tracy. And they're kind of, they're like from the same collection, but different. Like Tracy's is sleeveless, whereas Edna's a bit more covered up, but like, oh, they just look so cute together.
Like matching mother and daughter sort of thing.
Would you ever do that with your mum?
No. I don't.
You're not wearing pink sequins?
No, I just don't think my mama would want to do that. But maybe if I had a child of my own, like when I was a kid, then I'd dress up a little bit matching.
Yeah, a little Oshkosh bagosh.
Yeah, it looks so cute.
Yeah.
So I'd be up for that. But probably not pink sequins.
Maybe not. I mean, I feel like that'd be uncomfortable to sit in.
Also, that whole scene itself, even though it's cute that they get their makeover, but when they're sitting in that restaurant eating ice cream or doing whatever, and then Velma walks in with Amber. Oh, I hate that bit. Doesn't that give you like anxiety?
Yeah. Ugh, so horrible. Well,
so mean.
You'll stop traffic. Shut up.
Oh my God.
Well, you don't have a husband.
Yeah, your name's Velma, first and foremost.
Hey, we love Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Do we?
Well, yeah, points were made. If in doubt, just do the impression. I wanted to talk about Penny's transformation during You Can't Stop the Beat. Mm-hmm. She walks into the studio wearing the most gorgeous kind of blue fitted dress with, I want to say, I might be completely wrong, is it called like a mermaid skirt?
Yes, very thing? Good observation.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. And I was reading up on it, and apparently the fabric of that dress is the same fabric that appears in Penny's bedroom. So the idea is that she's obviously taken her curtains and cut it up into a dress. Hilarious. Also, seamstress merch.
What a skill.
Incredible.
Well, she couldn't make a jump rope dress, do you know what I mean? Because her mum's just hoarding all of that.
Yeah, right? So like, would you want to wear a jump rope dress?
No. Penny, why are you wearing like a dress made of cans of tuna and jump rope? And the new girl in town. Well, do you know what? A tuna might attract some seaweed, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, the new girl in town.
We've also got Link's blue stripy jumper, which I want to say the costume designer Rita in this film, she actually got a lot of the outfits from like vintage stores and stuff like that. And this jumper was one of those.
Wow. Oh, I love that. You look great in it. Oh. Also,
Zac Efron looks great in everything.
Yeah.
Come on.
And he had black hair in this film. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Zac Efron is like consistent type, isn't he?
Hasn't faltered.
No.
Except that one time where, did you see that picture where it looked like he'd had loads of like filler put into his jaw?
Wait, can you show me this?
It was really weird.
Zac Efron filler in jaw. Oh, yeah. Like just like in his lips and like...
His lips, but it's really weird. It looks like he's got plaster scene face.
I don't think it looks good to look waxy.
No. But I don't know what, I don't know. I think some people online were saying it's like dental surgery and this is just, you know, a bit swollen. But weird.
He's got pork in his face, just like from the pork chops.
Link, your pork is ready. Right, what are we awarding most iconic?
Well, initially I was thinking maybe the tux and the white feather silk dress that Wilbur and Edna wear when they're like dancing through the washing that's hanging up.
Yes, very sweet.
In the courtyard. But I think it does have to go to Wilbur's x-ray specs.
Yes!
It's like Arthur the Aardvark, just with thicker brims.
Yeah. He looked great. I mean, I wish that they actually worked. Why do people ever buy them?
Is it to look like a crazy scientist, I feel like?
Yeah, I guess. But, honey, you ain't fooling anyone.
I know, but those glasses paired with that whole scene, which is so funny, with Velma, and she's like, incredible! I could do a fan dance with a lettuce leaf and you would remain completely obtuse.
Wilbur!
Wilbur, he is a joker. That's why he's got that joke shot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hardy ha, ha.
Next up, we're at Best Musical Moment, and in our brief break, Emily just casually threw out that she once had to play Tracy Turnblad. I don't have any more information. Emily, tell us everything.
It was just, again, like going back to the Scarecrow time. We had to do a scene from Hairspray. So they were like, you will be the lead. And I was like...
You're like, the lead? Great. But then you like read the description. You're like, oh...
Two pillows at my top.
Like, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what song did you sing?
It was You Can't Stop the Beat.
Ah, well, that's a great one to start with.
Yeah. And I think we also did Good Morning Baltimore.
A classic.
Yeah.
You know, apparently when they were filming You Can't Stop the Beat, they renamed it You Can't Stop to Breathe because there's so many lyrics and it's so fast.
You can't stop to breathe.
It's like it goes on and on and on, so that's a lot, but I love that. That's such a good ending to the movie.
Yeah, that is a great song. So maybe we talk about Good Morning Baltimore
again. A fantastic opener to the movie. It really is. It really sets the scene.
You know, her mum tells her no, but her feet tell her go. It's just
what can you do?
Literally, what can you do?
But I love that song. Good morning, Baltimore and me.
And I love when she's like running into school and she'll run a bit up the path and then turn around and look at the camera and then run back again and look and run and look. Oh, it's just so...
It's like, Tracy, you are going to be late.
You've got to learn about mountain. Hurry up. She's just watching that clock tick, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, the next song we need to talk about is Nicest Kids in Town. Just like side note, give a huge shout out to our lover, James Marsden.
Oh my God, James Marsden is gorgeous. And
Corny Collins can get it.
I mean, the fact that his name is literally Corny Collins and I'm still interested goes to show how good he is.
Exactly. The other song, I feel like you're going to do a really good impersonation of this, is the Miss Baltimore Crabs.
Yeah, so that is the song where Velma is reminiscing on her time.
Yeah, there's a bit of duh, duh, duh.
She's like, girls, go get him. Boys, let's rumba.
Miss Baltimore Crabs.
Which, I'm sorry, is not a title you want to be given.
No.
I'm not wearing a sash that says crabs on it.
At first, I thought it was Miss Baltimore Crown, which I thought made sense.
I mean, I'd go for that.
I'd rather have a crown than crabs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Kidding me?
Now, that is advice that anyone can agree with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, the next song we do need to talk about is I Can Hear the Bells.
Our temperature's climbing. Da-da-da-da-da. And she's got the little thermometer sticking out her mouth. And she, like, does the kind of wedding march through the smoky teacher's lounge. And they're all just kind of looking at her. Are we supposed to think this is actually happening or is it kind of in her head?
I think it's in her head.
Okay, because it's a lot.
I'm glad it's in her head because she's wasting a lot of toilet paper.
Right.
Oh God. This global warming, guys. Come on, think about it. Just think about it.
Yeah, Tracy. Oh, she's such a boomer. She grows up to be a boomer.
Yeah, she does.
I love the lyric where she's like going through all the rounds of her dating Link, and she's like, round three, then we kiss inside his car. Won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far. Tracy! In the car? Ow! Well, you gotta get it when you can get it.
She's gotta get it quick, because he's gonna find out she dances with rats! Her secret will come out one day. Yeah. The next song we do need to talk about is New Girl in Town.
Oh my God, that is such a great... It's got the best transition from the three girls from the Courtney Collins show, and then they just transform into the Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing a much better version.
Yeah. Hey, look out for that moving van driving down our streets. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, you better lock up your man before he meets the new girl in town who just came on the scene. And she's got a way of making a boy act like a clown. Whoa, 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 whoa. We don't know what to do about the new girl in town. Da, da, da. And then the best bit. Oh my God. She's hip. So cool. I'm gonna get her after school. Ooh. And there's like a punching thing. Yeah, okay, Amber, you're gonna fight someone. And of course, when the Dynamites finish the song, the best lyric is, hey, look out for that moving van. Look out, look out, look out, look out. She was the new girl in town. And I kind of just shrug, like, oh, okay, yeah.
Oh my God.
There's a corpse in the street.
Okay, then we've got Welcome to the 60s. Hey mama, hey mama, look around. Everybody's grooving to a brand new sound. Hey mama, hey mama, follow me. I know something's in you that you want to set free. So let go, go, go with the best now. Say hello to the love in your heart. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now. You gotta get yourself a brand new start. Hey mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh mama, go, go, go. Woo! We just realised that Barney's windows are open in his flat,
yeah.
And the neighbours are probably just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, if you hear that, you're not going to not join in. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Yes.
So good.
It's great.
Okay, the other song we need to discuss is You're Timeless to Me with Edna and Wilbur, which is so cute.
Styles keep changing, the world's rearranging, but Edna, you're timeless to me.
Yeah, oh, so cute. And there's a really funny moment in that. It really caught my attention. Edna gets the iron and goes, shh, with the steam. And like, yes. I was like, ow! Scold him.
You can scold him with your eyes, not with an actual steam
like,
iron.
That's such a weapon.
I know it is. But I do love filling my iron with water.
Oh my
makes
God.
All the difference.
When you press that button, it goes, shh.
Yeah. Although, I think, I don't know why, but like sometimes I'll iron and just like brown come out.
Oh, yeah,
I was literally ironing a white t-shirt and just like brown came out. I was like, I can't even wear this anymore.
I know. Or like you press and it's like, why did some sand just fall out of the
yes
iron?
Is that limescale? I think that's like a London thing or South England.
Great
thing. Yeah, great. Another reason
not to live in London.
No. Also, I'm just looking at the lyrics of this song, and on the subject of, you know, our favorite characters, the rats on the street. You're like a stinky old cheese, babe, just getting riper with age. Shut up! Right, we have to award Best Musical Moment to one song, and it's almost impossible because there are still so many other songs that we haven't even spoken about. But
yeah,
we have to award Best Musical Moment to Without Love. Once I was a selfish fool who never understood, never looked inside myself. Though on the outside, I looked good. Love that.
So good. Don't you think the best part of that entire song is like when Link has the picture of Tracy, like black and white, and it's like her school photo and it's so cute and she's just singing from the
yes
frame.
I love that song. It's so funny.
La, 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 la. Sorry, there's a lot of da-da-da's from me because I just don't really know all the lyrics to every Hairspray song, but that's fine. Without love. Come on, rats, hold my hands.
Real. Pass the cheese.
Without support. All right, now we're going on to best quotes. You do a much better impersonation. Really.
I don't know. It's like a centimeter away from Cher at all times. But it's great. She's great. Or maybe we should start with an Edna.
Okay.
Me, an agent? You see me hobnobbing and drinking rum and cokes with all those hoi polloi's? That went a little bit Thai from Clueless at one point. No shit, you guys got coke here?
I don't know what I mean. Maybe Tracy's sister.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
When Penny has come over to Tracy's to watch the Corny Collins show, like they run back home, they can see it in the window off the store, and then they go in there and watch it and just have the best time. And then Prudy, Penny's mum, comes in and Penny hides behind the sofa sort of thing. And obviously gets caught.
Of course.
And then she's like, Penny Pinkleton! And like drags her out of the flat. And Penny's like, without that show, I have nothing. Having nothing builds character. Toodaloo, Edna. She does also do the devil child, devil child.
Oh my God, so classic. Good. Also, when they are running to get home to catch the Corny Collins show, Tracy shouts, hurry up, Penny, we're missing it. My mom says I'm not allowed to perspire. Honey, I'm perspiring right now in this room.
Yeah, it's very hot.
It's very hot.
We've also got Velma. This is a different kind of mom, isn't she? She just wants Amber to be the front and center of everything.
Yeah.
She's like, Amber, save your personal life for the camera, sweetie. Ooh, shiny.
At least she's looking out for her daughter.
She is, but come on. And then she also does that line with Corny, doesn't she? Where Corny's like, tell me, Velma, how exactly do you fire Corny Collins from the Corny Collins show? They do it all the time on Lassie.
Actually, speaking of the Corny Collins show, Corny says to camera, Brenda will be taking a leave of absence from the show. How long are you going to be gone, Brenda? Just 9 months. Oh. But hey, got Tracy on the show, so thanks Brenda.
Yeah.
Getting knocked up.
Yeah, exactly, basically. Tracy gets herself into detention, doesn't she? And that's how she meets Seaweed and all the guys sort of thing.
Yes.
And there's that moment where, like, Link, he's seen her dancing.
Yeah, he's kind of like looking through the little window in the door.
Yeah.
And then he comes in properly.
To watch Tracy. And she's like, I'm a bad, bad girl who needs to be punished.
And slaps her bum. Of course, like, her bum is facing Link. And then she turns around and is like,
oh my God. He loved it.
He loved it. Oh, and then when Tracy and Penny go to the auditions, she's like, oh my God, Penny, there's Link. Link, Penny, pinch me. Ow! You told me to.
You.
Penny's just so, like, matter of fact.
A bit deadpan.
Yeah, she's like, what?
I just love it so much. Should we award best quote?
Yes, we must. And it comes from the scene after Edna has had her makeover with Tracy. And Tracy says, wait until Dad sees you. And Edna replies, God, the pressure to do this voice. Sees me, he never notices what I wear. In 20 years, he's never even said nice moo-moo or nothing.
Moo-moo!
When I think of moo-moo, I just think of Homer Simpson when he gains all that weight and he's wearing that blue dress with the pink flowers.
So he doesn't have to work.
Yeah.
And he gets that bird.
Yeah, the little, like, the swinging bird dripper thing.
I need that at work, except for I'm an editor, so.
Yeah, what's that going to sound like? Maybe we should try it on this episode.
Sounds great. Yeah. Wait, what do you mean we don't edit this show? Come on, Edna.
Oh, Tracy. I haven't left this house since 1951.
Yeah, thank God there's so many rats out there.
Yeah, like, right? Rat City. Welcome to Rat City.
Rat City, bitch. Rat City, bitch.
So next we're on to Can We Discuss? And I really don't understand the whole local TV show thing. There's just so much about the logistics that I'm not understanding. Like, when are they rehearsing? Who's doing the hair and makeup? Like, all these questions, I don't get it. It's so weird.
Maybe they do school sometimes. Sometimes it's pre-recorded, sometimes it's not.
I don't know. It's very strange.
I reckon they just, you know, they've got the gig, so the school are like, fine.
I don't know. I guess we just have to accept it, but it's weird. And also, when the Corny Collins show is advertising that there's like a space to join the nicest kids in town, and Link's like, want to skip school tomorrow? We'll come down to the studio and audition. So Penny and Tracy do skip school to go and audition. But all the other kids are there. So, like, what? Are they just allowed to leave the school and do whatever they want. It's so confusing.
They just left whenever they wanted. So,
I mean, would be nice.
There is also that moment that's so hilarious is when Tracy is watching Link in the men's bathroom. I can hear the bells. Da, 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 da. And like, this, she's sat in the window off the bathroom.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, just staring at the boys.
Who are just like doing their hair.
Like, what if they look up?
Literally. And I feel like he knew as well. I just got the vibe that like he was aware of her.
I'd be like, I sense like a pigeon or something sitting on the window. If you look up, it's Tracy.
But it's just wild. Imagine if he was walking past her locker when she had it open. Because there is an actual photo on the inside of her locker door of Link. Creepy. It's one thing that if it was like Corny Collins, you know, because he doesn't go to school, but not a crush to that extent of someone in your school.
Oh,
and
no.
You'd be that open about it.
The photos in your locker. No.
No, ma'am. The only pictures I had in my desk were printouts. Pictures of... pictures from Desperate Housewives. I'm not joking. It was literally me on Google, like, copy and pasting images into, you know, Microsoft Word and printing out and just sticking them up in my desk.
Cute.
No, not cute. Loserville. Population me. Who was everyone's favorite housewife, and was it Brie? Because that was mine. Brie liked cheese. Ah, the rats
come out of the desk. So, so
yeah.
Funny.
Who needs friends when you've got pictures of middle-aged women in your desk?
Look, guys, kids do not have the awareness, let's just say.
The social awareness.
Do not beat yourself up for having Desperate Housewives cut out and put in your desk. Your teacher probably opened it and was like, great show.
Yes.
When did I get an A for this test?
I'll see you Wednesday at 10. Yeah. That was because the show was, it was not I'm meeting the teacher at 10.
All right, trivia. Now, I'm not going to quiz you on what the tallest mountain is.
Well, it isn't Everest. I know that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, to be honest. But I will ask you this question. At the beginning of the film, what time does the alarm clock go off?
6:30.
Not in Baltimore, it isn't.
7 a.m.
Oh. According to Velma von Tussle, how did her husband die?
Oh, well, it wasn't a rat infestation. There was cheese in his pocket. It was suffocation.
Yes.
Tell me I get a free caftan. Tell me.
Tracy.
That's it. Accidental suffocation. So you're like, what's going on?
Okay, I want to know, what is the name of the hairspray that the girls are using?
Ultra Clutch.
Tell me I get a free caftan. Tell me.
Ah, my eyes.
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me what Wilbur improvised a bed out of when he had to sleep in the joke shop?
Whoopee cushions.
Tell me I get a free caftan. Oh, tell me.
Tracy.
Yes. I cannot imagine that was remotely comfortable.
Not at all.
No, because if there's anything like an airbed, you start off and you're comfy and then you wake up in the middle of the night and it's completely deflated.
Also, side note, you know, like the joke shop, do you remember those fake chewing gums? And you'd go for one and then it'll go and it'll like clip you.
Yes.
Oh my God. I hated that. Well, I love those, but like scary.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Health and safety.
Honestly.
Ow.
You think you're going for a juicy fruit or a mint.
Juicy
then
fruit.
You just get snaps.
I used to eat chewing gum like it was sweet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
A whole roll of Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
And we discussed this in season one. So I'm just re-bringing it back for the new listeners. So.
The new listeners in town who just came on the scene.
New listeners in town, Barney did something amazing.
Nice.
Okay, my question to you. What is the name of the studio that Corny Collins is?
Oh, no. It's like letter WZYZ or something.
Not in Baltimore, it isn't.
No, but I'm going to give you half a point. It's WYZT.
Oh, okay. It wasn't far off.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know. Don't ask me what that stands for.
No, neither.
Wilbur? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, my next question to you. Can you remember what the news report said Tracy attacked a police officer with? Because it was funny because they, like, you know, blew it so much more out of proportion.
Was it like a bludgeon or something? No, what's it called? Like, it was
bludgeon?
Bludgeon, sorry.
Like a plunger in a dungeon?
Not in Baltimore, it isn't.
It was a crowbar.
Oh.
Ow.
She did not. She just whacked him over the head with the protest board.
I mean, still, I feel like she kind of escalated that situation.
Yeah, she didn't need to do that.
No, but it wasn't a crowbar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, Wilbur in the joke shop, he tries to make Velma buy all of these things. And he introduces her to a donkey that when you, like, pull down the ears or something, something comes out of the butt. What is it?
A cigarette.
Tell me I get a free caftan. Tell me.
Tracy. Yes.
She's like, tempting, but no. And pushes a cigarette back up the butt.
Oh my god.
Okay, my next question to you. Can you tell me why Tracy is originally sent to detention?
She was late.
Tell me I get a free caftan. Tell me.
Tracy.
Yes, I'll give you that. She skipped class and was late sneaking in.
And then there's that boy who sits behind her and is like, miss, I can't see the board again.
Yeah.
Tracy wants to be famous, but Edna wants her to be a...
Oh, she's like, I don't want to be a blank. I want to be famous. Oh, what's that? It's a word that sounds like famous or rhymes with famous. Seamstress?
Not in Baltimore, it isn't.
Laundress.
Oh!
Yes. So remember, it's like, dancing's not your future. Sorry. One day you're going to own Edna's Occidental Laundry.
Or something.
Guys, come on. It's the end of the pod.
Give me a break.
Yeah, I don't have the impressions in me.
All right, here's my last question for you. Can you tell me who won Miss Teenage Hairspray?
Inez.
Tell me I get a free caftan. Tell me.
Tracy. Yes! Lil Anis.
Yes.
With a little dancing.
Yeah, she was so good.
She was amazing.
And that thing when they pick her up and she flicks around his back.
Yes. Like,
back,
whoa.
Flicks over her back. Whoa, so good.
Oh my gosh. Incredible. And what an incredible movie.
Thank you so much for recommending this, by the way. Apart from the rats, this is a great film.
It is a great film. And you know what's even better? Our gift card collaboration with Zoe Spry.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's worldwide shipping. If you go to zoespry.com, and you can see our card collaboration, which is perfection. Even Velma would like this.
Yeah.
You know, and she's a hard one to play.
She's a racist.
Yeah.
He is.
I hate her. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to do the stricken chicken out of the studio, aka Barney's loft.
Shh, make it cooler.
Toodaloo, Edna.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.